Remember, if you have Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, you can always follow me at My Name is Reeves. Love to hear from you. We see a lot of talk on the news about student loans, which made me wonder, how many people truly have conversations with young people about what it means when you have to start paying back your student loans? Now, no one had that conversation with me, and let me tell you why it's important to have that conversation if you have not had it with a young person or anyone who is just starting to pay back their student loans. When I started my first job out of college, I had one student loan that was currently outstanding from my first year and a half of going to a private university. Now, getting the student loan wasn't that hard because it was co-signed by my grandmother. I was 17 years old at the time, and all I knew was that this loan was necessary in order for me to be able to pay for my college education. Now, what I did not realize was what impact it would have on me when it came time for me to repay the loan. When I started my first job back in 1992, I was working for the state of Florida, and my salary was roughly around $18,000 a year. At that time, I was getting paid monthly, not biweekly, so I was getting about $1,200 a month. Now, when you start subtracting things, this is what it looked like in terms of discretionary money. I was paying $400 a month in rent, $200 a month for a car note, $100 a month for insurance, $300 for things like utilities, water, cable, as well as my phone bill. So when you add all of that up, you have about $1,000 in monthly expenses. So once all those things were taken care of, I had roughly $200 a month left to use to take care of gas, as well as take care of any food that I intended to eat. Now imagine trying to survive on $200 a month. Now as a fresh out of college kid, it was not that hard. The only places I typically went to was my job, so I spent about $80 a month on gas, which left me $120 to take care of any food that I needed to eat. Things were lean, but for the most part, I was able to handle it. However, within a few months after starting my first job, I got a notification from my student loan provider. Yep, they were contacting me to let me know that it was time for me to start paying back my student loans. Now keep in mind this, no one ever explained to me the concept of repaying back my student loans. So when I first got this letter, it really shook me because I didn't realize this was an expense I had to pay. Back then, my student loan repayment was roughly about $100 a month. Now, on its face, that's not a lot of money. But remember, I only had $120 left over after taking care of paying for expenses. So now I am in this situation where in order for me to pay the student loan, I would basically have to give them the bulk of the remaining $120 discretionary money that I had left. And then I would have to figure out how I was going to survive on just $20 per month. Now, fortunately, a lot of these student loan providers will give you a bunch of different options to assist you. Things like forbearance, things like deferments, which are designed to work with you and work with the fact that you may not be making as much money needed to pay those loans off. At the time, based on my finances, those options were golden. However, I never understood that a lot of these things would result in either me paying more interest on the loan, which would cause me to have to owe more money over time, or I was just delaying how long it was going to take for me to pay this loan off. All I know that in my mind, I was a struggling college graduate who had just got his first job, and all I could see was having to give the bulk of whatever discretionary money I had left to a company in order to pay back this loan. Now, I share all these different stories not as an attempt to slam student loan providers, to let people know how important it is to take the time to speak to people when they get a student loan and take the time to educate them as to what may happen when it comes time to pay that loan back. I will tell you that I was woefully unprepared for what it meant to have to pay back my student loan. And in the end, I made a lot of decisions that helped me at the moment, but hurt me over the long haul of having to pay the loan back. People, education is becoming more and more expensive these days, so it's important that if any person is planning on using student loans as a means to finance their education, make sure that they are educated about what it means to pay those loans back and how they need to be strategic in doing so, so they don't end up causing themselves more financial harm than they realize.